These are the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman, talking right now with Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. The overnight session, things were a little bit higher to start. Corn pulled back. What are we looking at as the session starts today?
Well, you know, like you said, we did surge overnight, followed mostly by the strength of the Kansas City wheat, which was lock limit up on the close yesterday due to that shockingly low winter wheat estimate, especially for the hard red wheat crop, smallest crop in decades, plain and simple. But since the market has reopened back up, we've kind of backed off a little bit. Got corn up about a penny, beans up about a penny, Kansas City wheat roughly flat, and Chicago wheat down about 6-7 cents. This may be more of a situation, Dustin, where the market's just maybe a little bit rebalancing after yesterday's report, because there's two of the, you know, that was a big report, but we got a couple of things we now got to leap through. We do have a vote scheduled, at least the last I heard, for will we get year-round E15 in the House. You got that going on today. But the big headline, obviously, is President Trump has landed in China. From what it looks like to me, they'll be having their first meeting potentially over in the morning tomorrow for China, but it'll be overnight for us around 8:15 is when that meeting starts. And the trade will be waiting to see if we can get some of trade agreements. The big lines, headlines of the three words are Boeing, beef, and beans. And we'll see if we can get some hard commitments.
Now, I know the Chinese trade deal obviously hangs in the balance, but I know China's also been pretty vocal about our activities with Iran. And could that have any kind of weight in any trade negotiations between the two of them?
I think all chips are on the table right now, how this is all going to play out. You know, I know it sounds like from reading that President Trump is his goal is to try to come back with some trade agreements. We'll see what the Chinese goal is. Like you said, China is a major buyer of Iranian oil. President Trump, I think, is hoping that'll help get the Chinese to help try to solve this roadblock and get that Strait of Hormuz open.
The full conversation's under the podcast tab at iowaagnet.com. The number's next.
Every county fair has that special person or family. They are there before the gates open and long after the lights go out, helping families with projects and pitching in wherever they're needed, never asking for recognition. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, along with Wiffles Hybrids, is honoring them with the Heart of the County Fair Award. Six winners will be recognized locally and at the Iowa State Fair with a plaque, cash prize, VIP passes, and food coupons. Don't delay. Nominations are due June 1st. Visit iowaagnet.com to nominate today.
July corn up 1 1/4 at 481 1/4. December new crop up 1 1/4 at 503 1/4. July beans up 2 3/4 at 1229 1/2. November new crop up 3 1/4. That's at 1208 1/4. On the Merck Live, cattle up 52 cents at 248.22. Feeders down 87 cents at 365.02. Lean hogs up 62 cents at 99.05. That's the opening markets.